This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Raisin Bran? You got to put Raisin Bran up there. Everybody knows it.
It's Mike Shope.
Listen, get your own stupid old dying person team and choose your own cereals.
And the Bulldog.
I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
That cereal is soggy. You reach into the fridge for the milk and open the lid on the milk to pour it in there, and that crap is already soggy.
I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds.
That's a problem for a cereal.
A huge problem.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
By the way, I've kept up my end of the bargain when it comes to the Cracklin-themed cereal fantasy
games.
Oh,
I am? Good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear it.
My last effort was not as much of a crowd pleaser, Cracklin' Peapods. That doesn't really connote cereal. It just feels like you're talking about Peapods.
That sounds like a healthy snack.
Cracklin' Peapods.
You gotta go get it at Trader Joe's or something.
I bet they have it.
I bet they do too.
You throw that, but it's probably like tweaked in some interesting way. You throw Cracklin' on there, you got something. That's really red helmets. Aggressive, power, strength, Cracklin', same. You got to look out for a team named Cracklin' River Buddies or whatever. That doesn't work either.
I can't wait.
I've got a list.
I can't
I've
wait
till
you get to the point where you're introducing our guest.
Will Graves with us. You got to get right to it because he will just hang up. So someone should. Will Graves from the AP in Pittsburgh with us now on the West Her Hotline. Here comes the season, Will.
Yeah, and I mean, you're talking about Cracklin'. I don't know about if they're Cracklin' in Pittsburgh. They might be creaking because, I mean, this is very busy offseason, adding a bunch of older guys, which is sort of in which they feel as they made it very obvious. They're treating 2025 as sort of a one-off. Let's just throw stuff against the wall and see what happens, eyeing what looks like a full-on reset in 2026.
The Steelers are lucky they're not actually named Cracklin', because you would be right there with creaking all day long. Here last year we had everybody eats, and for a while there, for me, Will, it was everybody snacks or everybody starves with this offense. You know, you gotta tweak it a little bit, got to keep them honest.
Well, does it make sense to you what they're doing here? Like, what would you say the buy-in level is?
I guess, look, they... You know, I was surprised they did not try to keep Justin Fields. Arthur Smith, our offensive coordinator, really likes Justin Fields. Even though, you know, Justin sort of operated with a governor, the six games that he started, it was very much a, hey, try not to lose it for us if you could approach. I think they showed a little more trust in him as that stretch went on. But when, as soon as Russell Wilson was available, you know, they went to Russ and they didn't go. They didn't go back to Justin, even as the Steelers sputtered down the stretch. So, you know, they looked at the draft and they said, look, we don't really see our guy in the draft. No offense to Will Howard, who they, the kid from Ohio State, who they got in the sixth round. So you might as well just, you know, take a flyer on a future Hall of Famer, see if you can kind of get some, capture lightning in a bottle, and, you know, maybe something comes together. Maybe you win your first playoff game since 2016. It's hard to see that happening, but let's remember in the context of this, too, you know, they signed T.J. Watt to his extension that he was going to get the whole time. You know, he was going to get $1 more than Myles Garrett. Like, that's all T.J. wanted was $1 more. It was $1 million more a year, ultimately, than Myles Garrett. And they re-signed, and they signed Omar Khan, their general manager, to a contract extension through 2030. So there's no heat on anybody here in 2025, including Mike Tomlin. So this is a, hey, let's just have some fun and kind of see what happens. I mean, it won't be boring, which sort of sucks because I was kind of looking forward to boring, you know, from a workload standpoint. But it will be a very, very fascinating 6 months down here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you'll have a lot to do. You'll have a lot to write about, storylines. I guess if you haven't said it, Will, with the Steelers, I mean, they were a pretty easy mark this offseason. With Rodgers, you dabble with Aaron Rodgers, you're going to get, you know, you're going to hear it. And, you know, Pickens isn't everybody's favorite, but a few things here sort of pointed you in a direction where can Pittsburgh just not be another, have another season of middle seven seed? Can the bottom fall out? I will say, though, I think if you're going to make the Rodgers move, you're fine doing the rest of it. Jalen Ramsey, and you got to pay Watt at that point. Like, once you push your chips in on Rodgers, the career he's had, I mean, you can't stop short and just play kids around him. Right. So I like right. that. I like this for that.
Right. I mean, my only pushback, and it's interesting, we haven't talked to Mike Tomlin or any of these guys since the trade for Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith, you know, a few weeks ago. You know, if this was, and now the plan, like, you know, as on July 22nd, the plan sort of, okay, we understand it, right? And nobody really did, maybe on March 15th. Yeah. And to me, that the part that's like, George Pickens was a problem child, to be very clear. You know, the way that he was with us, you know, got people that do what I do for a living, what we do, was the way that he was some of his teammates and some of his coaches. That was an untenable situation. However, if you're going to go all in on one season, mm-hmm. right, why not gamble? If you're going to gamble, I mean, if you're gambling anyway, what's another chip in the ante by keeping George Pickens? I mean, to get a third-round pick for him, you know, is probably at the height of his value, because it's more likely if they kept him, you know, you would respect the ambition, but it's likely it would have gone sideways at some point, and then you're trying to get him rid of him at the trade deadline for a sixth rounder, right? So I get it, but I just think the offense is better for one season with DK Metcalf and George Pickens yeah. than DK Metcalf and, you know, to Jonnu Smith, who had an excellent year last year in Miami, but they already have a Jonnu Smith type tight end in Pat Freiermuth, right? So it'll be very interesting to kind of see how they go, but yeah, that's, you know, they are not mailing it in. They like, you know, when they let Fields go and let Russell Wilson go, and it looked like, you know, Rodgers was using them as maybe collateral, leverage to try to get himself in maybe a more favorable position elsewhere, and those positions dried up. You could see, oh, they kept signing Mason Rudolph, 5-12, and the number 7 pick in the draft, which is going to be held in Pittsburgh. You know, here we come. And I think it's, you know, it's more likely, you know, you're talking about, you know, there's lots of different ways to get to 9-8 and 10-7, and the Steelers have found seemingly all of them in the last few years.
Yep.
I do not see that scenario happening this time. I think this could work out. This could be 14-3, or this could be, you know, 6-11. I don't think there's a lot of room for kind of the middle of the road stuff. I really think this is a considering the stakes, you know, and the all-in mentality for one season, you know, I really think it's going to be a kind of an all-or-nothing situation for these guys.
Well, I really like the point you make about Pickens and, like, they're all in, but still feeling like they need to divest themselves of that guy. That might, I mean, you're taking the team's word for it more than, and yours, you're around him, you're saying, like, you know how he treated you guys.
It was definitely a problem, but, like, you know, they've had bigger problems.
Yeah.
You know? That they've managed.
Right. It really speaks to how maybe, scared might be too strong, but worried they were that he could just mess up this year, that they're really trying to, you know, mount the thing and just go for it.
Yeah, I mean, like you know, everybody's saying all the right things in Dallas, but let's see what happens in, like, week four when CeeDee Lamb has, you know, 12 for 155 and two touchdowns, and George has three targets, one catch for 12 yards, and, you know, misses a block. Or six, or doesn't even bother to block, right? I mean, let's see what's happening. But just from a pure potential standpoint, potentially the Steelers' offense is better with George Pickens than Johnny Smith.
How much of a difference do you think it will be for Rodgers to go from the circus that was the New York Jets, recognizing that he brings some element of the circus with him everywhere he goes, like Mike alluded to at the outset of this conversation? You know, you dabble in that, you're going to be an easy target. But the Jets were just pretty messy, really, to be kind here. And the Steelers, while they've had their share of drama with Pickens and then prior to that with other guys, it's, you know, it's Tomlin, it's Khan, it's ownership. I mean, it's buttoned up. I mean, they're a legacy franchise in the league, whereas the Jets have mostly been a punchline. How much of an impact, if any, do you think that has on Rodgers?
You know, let's remember, I mean, it's sort of, you know, Green Bay, you know, was a model of stability, is a model of stability and has been really for the last 30-ish years, right? I mean, so there are, you know, and that's where he spent the vast majority of his career outside of the last two seasons. So it's sort of a return to that sort of structure. And look, I think, and to your point, I mean, you know, the day that he met with us at minicamp a few days after finally signing, you know, part of the Aaron Rodgers experience is, you know, 8 minutes into this 12-minute interview, you know, somebody says, "Hey, what's that ring you got on there?" And he goes, "Oh, it's a wedding ring." And we're like, someone's like, "You got married?" He goes, "Oh, yeah. When did that happen?" "I don't know, a while ago." And, like, that immediately becomes trending, right? Like, that immediately vaults itself onto ESPN's headlines. And it's not anything else that he said, right? Like, but to me, like, that's sort of the Aaron Rodgers show, right? Like, here's the shiny thing that's going to make people go, "What, over here?" But here's the substance over here in the other corner. And, you know, I think, and, you know, I asked him, "Why are you still playing?" And he said, the gist of what he said is, you know, "I'm doing this because I want to go out on a better note than I would have had I ended my career after 2 years in New York." And I think that he is playing for his legacy in some. I think the Jets, if the Steelers go 11-6, 12-5, win a playoff game, and, you know, he rides off into the sunset, you know, people are going to view, you know, it's just going to put the prism even more squarely on, man, the Jets really just had a chance with this dude, and just obviously the injury the first year, but the second year just, you know, they just screwed it up. So I think he is playing for something that's, you know, you can't count in money and you can't even muse about on the Pat McAfee show, right? Like, I think he's playing for the way that people will talk about him as a player in 6 or 7 years when he goes into camp.
Did he play week 18 last year? I don't know. Week 17 here, his Jets were down. He did not. His Jets were down. Well, he did, actually. 40-0 was the score, Bills, in the third quarter against Rodgers and the Jets. He did play the following week against the Dolphins. Will, it'll be a fun week one with Rodgers against Fields and the Steelers and the Jets. Kind of weird for two quarterbacks to start against their previous team head-to-head right away.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and Justin Fields, look, I really enjoyed having him around. He's a nice guy, you know, kind of did everything the right way. Kind of got hosed a little bit, you know, by the circumstance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It was a Mike Tomlin call to go to Russell Wilson. But Justin's going to be playing to prove that he's worth the $20 million a year that the Jets are paying him. And like, the Steelers had an opportunity to match that contract, and they chose not to. So that tells you what the Steelers thought about him as a long-term solution at quarterback. So he's got plenty to play for. And Rodgers, will be wanting – I think this guy just, revels in pettiness a little bit, right? I think that's just sort of – like, that's just sort of kind of part of the whole – show with him, and I think that he wants to stop. I'm sure he'll be wanting to stick it to the Jets, but it's also going to be, that being said, you're going to have, look, the Steelers have overhauled their offense, their skill position set offensively pretty significantly. You have a new quarterback, you got a new number one receiver, DK Metcalf, Jonnu Smith is new, you got your rookie running back to join Jalen Warren, the kid from Iowa to join Jalen Warren in the backfield. You moved your right tackle to left tackle finally. You have last year's first-round pick who was hurt all year kind of coming back and being able to start it at right tackle. So there's a lot of moving parts here, and it could be very – and they're not likely to play together much during the preseason, during that one preseason game that played week two, I guess, right? So it could be – like, there'll be a lot at stake, but I think the football itself is probably going to be pretty ugly early, which is where the Steelers are hoping, like, hey, we're going to do what we always kind of do week one, week two, week three – and kind of win some games that maybe we're not supposed to because our defense does something that it typically does, and we have a guy named T.J. Watt that sort of specializes in that kind of stuff, right? So, I don't see Rodgers, as much as he'll want to, going in there and lighting it up at MetLife Week 1, and I don't see Justin – I see the Steelers' defense just pinning its ears back, ready to kind of hit Justin Fields in the way they weren't allowed to during practice last year.
So you mentioned like the new parts here and Najee Harris out. I feel like for the last couple of years, there's been certainly amongst the fan base on social media, like Jaylen Warren, get him more touches. He's more dangerous than Harris. Is he up to being like 1A, like the guy, or is the door open for Caleb Johnson to make that a timeshare or even just sort of settle into the role that Najee Harris played?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Caleb Johnson's certainly the long-term solution there. You know, Jaylen, like you have nothing but respect for a guy who kind of makes the team as an undrafted rookie free agent and outlasts a first rounder, right, that they invested in. And he is an excellent change of pace guy. It's just hard to envision him, and I don't think the Steelers envision him as a 20 to 25 touch guy. I would not be surprised if by week two, maybe even week one, Caleb Johnson is sort of the starter. There's going to be, you know, the Steelers will always talk about there's lots of touches to go around, and they did. I mean, look, Najee Harris was productive, you know, by today's NFL running back standards. You know, 1,000 yards first 4 years. I know it doesn't mean what it meant when they were playing 14-game seasons, but it's still a statistically significant plateau, right? And yet Jaylen Warren was still the guy when he got the ball in his hands that was more exciting, that kind of had the more of the big play potential. And also, by the way, a guy that loves to block. Like, I mean, and it has cost him many tens of thousands of dollars the last couple of years because, you know, he keeps getting letters from the commissioner's office saying, hey, you can't hit guys like that. But he loves it because he's five, you know, he's listed at 5'10". He's 5'9", and, you know, 220 pounds, right? He loves that sort of little guy stuff. It's hard for me to envision him becoming, the full on lead dog where he gets 25 carries and two receptions a week. I really think they view Caleb Johnson as sort of the next Najee Harris, Le'Veon Bell type. I mean, when Mike Tomlin was talking about him after they drafted him, he said, "Look, you know, he went to Iowa. You see a lot of what Mike called Sunday fronts, a lot of like defenses who knew exactly what was coming because you're playing Iowa and the guy was effective anyway." And that is something that jumps off the tape, jumped off the tape to the Steelers. And I think that they view Caleb Johnson, the bigger guy, as sort of the guy. I think he's their guy for probably, you know, the next 3 to 5 years.
Harris really did have the same season four times. 1,000 yards, 4 yards a carry. At a time in football history, that would have played, but not really anymore.
I mean, like Franco Harris didn't even do that, right?
Yeah.
But like it was a different time, right?
Yeah.
Like it was just a different time in football.
And he also had that one game, Bulldog, when Roethlisberger was still the quarterback, where he got 19 targets. Think about Najee Harris getting 19 targets in a game. Week three in his rookie year. Cook had 38 all year last year.
That breaks my brain.
But I mean, I think that speaks to sort of that might happen this year because I think, the line in 2021 in Najee's rookie season was not great. And I'm not saying that this line, you know, with Broderick Jones now at left tackle and Isaac Seumalo at right tackle and, you know, Mason McCormick at one guard and Isaac Seumalo at the other one and the kid from Zach Frazier, you know, in his second year center, like, they could be good, but I think, you know, they have a 41-year-old quarterback who can't move like he used to, and I think he is very much where Ben was at the end of his career, and Ben was like, man, I took a lot of shots. I am done taking shots.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons Najee had 19 targets in a game, because Ben was like, you know what, I could stay in here for another half second and get my brains beat in a little bit more, or I could dump it off to my running back. And I really think there's a huge potential for that, especially early in the season for Rodgers.
I like it. And Rodgers has always loved to do it. I mean, in his MVP years, he threw 60, 70 passes to Aaron Jones. So it was kind of a part of his game already. Before you go, Will, how do you think Metcalf works as a fit for Rodgers and the Steelers?
Well, I mean, look, they might be taking 1 year flyers on, you know, Aaron Rodgers and Jalen Ramsey and, you know, but they're not taking a 1 year flyer on DK Metcalf. I mean, they gave him a 5-year deal. I believe that I think there was a reason that DK, you know, although he showed up for team stuff, that he wasn't there during OTAs. I mean, he had been in the building, had been in meetings, he had been on the field. throwing the ball around with, you know, the guys not named Aaron Rodgers, but when it came time to play football or whatever facsimile you get during OTAs, it's pretty telling that he wasn't there. Aaron Rodgers is his, like, he recruited Rodgers. He set up that meeting that at UCLA that, oh, by the way, well, here's somebody around to randomly videotape this. How did this happen? I don't believe it, right? Like, I think that they sort of picked each other. I think, you know, DK understands I'm going to have a Hall of Famer throwing me the ball this season, and then next season, who knows, right? So he's going to be highly motivated to be productive and fit in and be, you know, look, the guy's a physical marvel, right? I mean, he is. He's, if you look at him, you're like, oh, my God. And his numbers are good, but you're always like, how is this guy not a 115 catch, 1,800 yard, 15 touchdown guy, right? I don't think that's going to happen in Pittsburgh just because of the nature of the offense. But I really do think he wants to prove he is worth the money that the Steelers gave him. And I think he, you know, he's at least the first year anyway, I certainly think we're going to get the good soldier, DK Metcalf, as opposed to the guy that could sometimes have his emotions get the better of him in Seattle when things didn't go maybe the way that he wanted.
Do you think they got out of the Minkah Fitzpatrick business at the right time? Or do you think that there's a void back
They made a decision that, you know, look, Minkah was, a year from now, was going to be in the same position that TJ Watt was in this offseason, right? Entering the final year of his deal. Unlike TJ, Minkah can't point to his resume, although it looked widely respected, you know, perennial All-Pro. Hadn't made the splash plays that, you know, were sort of the hallmark in the early stages of his career. A lot of that, the Steelers from Terrell Austin, their defensive coordinator, to Mike Tomlin on down, would point to scheme, that it was, you know, Minkah's job to keep a lid on it, to prevent big plays. But you know what? They decided that TJ was worth, you know, $43 million or $41 million a year for a 3-year extension after his 30th birthday. Minkah a couple years younger, but they weren't going to pay him. He's going to want to raise off the $23 million that he's making, and they were not going to do that, right? So, you know, to get Smith and Jalen Ramsey, you know, it's a pretty good trade, you know, pretty beneficial for them. I'll be curious, though. I mean, people get on, you know, Minkah for not making the big plays, but, you know, let's remember what happened late in the season, including against Kansas City, but especially in the playoffs against the Ravens. Was it Minkah Fitzpatrick's fault that the nine guys, we'll take the other safety, Deshaun Elliott, we'll take him out of the equation, the nine guys in front of him couldn't tackle Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson as the ball got shoved down their throat? Is it Minkah's fault that he was forced to try to tackle these guys 15 yards downfield? You know, so like whatever problems the Steelers defense had at the end of the season, Minkah Fitzpatrick was not one of them, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I also think, though, that this is a guy that takes this football very, very, very seriously. And you look, an NFL locker room is like any other office in the world, any other business in the world. There's different personalities. There's different approaches to the job. But, I mean, if you know, Minkah Fitzpatrick, a Nick Saban guy, if Nick Saban was designing a football player in a lab from the neck up, he would want – I mean, Minkah Fitzpatrick would be that guy, right? And he is that guy. So – I just think it was – they decided they weren't going to pay him after next year. They didn't want to have the drama that they had with TJ this offseason going into next year. You know, better to just sort of, you know, kind of make a trade that looks like it might be mutually beneficial for both sides. Minkah's going to be fine. The Steelers, you know, they have Deshaun Elliott. Maybe he probably moves into Minkah's spot because they signed him to a 2-year deal. Maybe they have Jalen Ramsey, who's still pretty good on the outside, but maybe they move him to corner. I'm sorry, they move him to one of the safety spots. But, you know, I think Minkah is going to have a pretty productive year in Miami. And I think that there's going to be a time in, like, late October where the Steelers are going to be wondering, you know, why did we trade Minkah again? But that's just me.
Well, it may work for Aaron Rodgers, but I'd best be careful if I'm asked, and I never am, when did you get married? And I say, I don't know, a while ago? I'd probably not want to say it, put it quite that way out loud. But, you know.
I mean, it was very, very bizarre, and we don't even know. My boss, I'm writing this whole story that day. It's good for my soul to be here and whatever. And then I threw in the, you know, at the end about the marriage thing, and it was sort of like, this is sort of what it's like to be part of, this is just part of the show. He randomly says that he's married, right? Then I get a note from my boss. Can we write 300 words separately on him saying he's married because it's trending and whatever? I'm like, we don't even know who he married.
Right.
he mentioned a name on McAfee in December, and that's what we're going on. And he's like, look, that's pinned on him, but that's what we're doing.
That's how it works.
There's going to be a lot of days like that in the next 6 months, and that's the part of the job I'm not looking forward to.
That's what you meant when you said, I wanted this year to be boring.
Right.
I didn't want to have to do that article.
Right. I mean, look, I've had eight. Look, Antonio Brown, James Harrison, Juju, Martavis Bryant, Pickens, the list goes on and on and on of guys that have just sort of make headlines for stuff that doesn't happen on the football field, and Aaron Rodgers is at the top of that list, so buckle up.
Enjoy it if you can, Will. Thanks for your time today, as always.
All right, take care.
Will Graves, the AP in Pittsburgh. 803-0550, Bills camp opens tomorrow. There is a James Cook update today. Wouldn't it be ironic if, after all these days of talking about Cook, today we just didn't? But I think we probably should and certainly could do a little bit. What's the latest on that? Sal's going to join us later. He's got an article about storylines and narratives by position group on defense. Offense was yesterday. We'll get into that a little bit as well. Lines open. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Yeah, without a doubt, I think everybody in this building values Terry very much. And we knew that coming in, and we knew that even more after spending a year with him. In terms of where we're at, we've had, you know, conversations recently, and we'll look to have some more conversations. And we're going to do everything we can in order to get a deal done.
Washington Commanders GM Adam Peters. Terry McLaurin, I'm not sure it's more interesting than Trey Hendrickson. That one seems more combative. But McLaurin might be second right now in the league for these. This came up yesterday. A caller from Virginia mentioned McLaurin and compared him to James Cook. And it's also two guys who I think are trying to capitalize off big touchdown years, which, I mean, I could see an agent pushing you to do that.
Now's the time.
Cook spiked like crazy last year in touchdowns. So did McLaurin. He's never been a big touchdown scorer. But, man, he's in a good position if Washington is willing to listen at all. I mean, he's older. It's a tough one. He's around 30, and he's looking to really hit a new contract. How can Washington go to work without him? I mean, who do they have? They have Debo. They have Zach Ertz. They have maybe still Noah Brown. Like, they running backs are just okay. They don't really have – I don't think McLaurin is great. I think he's very good, and it's tough to put Daniels in that spot if, you know, he's not on the field. Just what a blow. So maybe he has him.
I feel like he does. I think he will get something close to what he wants. I think this is, you know, when that caller brought this up, it's just receiver value versus running back value. The hitch is, I didn't realize McLaurin. Like, I've known his name. I've known who he is. He's been, you know, a very good to great receiver for a few years now. I didn't know he was already that old. You know, so this is a little bit like if the Diggs thing had gone smoothly, say, right, there wasn't the turbulence that there was, you know, organizationally and whatever was, you know, personally going on between he and other members of the organization. You know, you get to last year or whenever, you know, the contract is starting to get, it's time to adjust it. $35 million is the going rate for number one guys, but he's 30, going to be 31 in season or something. Ooh, do I want to do that? Right, I'm paying for past performance here, and I'm probably going to regret. Like, if it's 4 years, I'm probably going to regret two of them, at least. And that's a tough way to live. But, you know, what are you trying to accomplish? Right? I mean, Washington took the league by storm pretty much last year. New ownership, new rookie quarterback, bang, we're great right out of the box. You want to keep that going. So I think he has him, even though he is 30. Like, that's not an age I would be eager to sign a guy to a 4-year,
no,
$130 million extension or whatever it's going to take. But, you know, do I want to keep the train on the tracks? I think I do.
You definitely should not sign him, but you have to.
Right.
30 in September. 803-0550. Sal joins us at 5, talking about some defense storylines. James Cook reportedly will be here tomorrow. Will he participate is what remains to be seen. So finally, some development on that front, first day of camp tomorrow. Looking at the bet board we have here in the room, these guys in the morning have to get it together. Will James Cook be at minicamp?
I mean, he was
at minicamp.
Am I supposed to do the work to retrace that with a marker so that it can be erased? That's not our bet. I don't want to erase it.
No, they should erase it. That's part of the job here.
Somebody should pay it off, whoever won the bet. Jeremy won the bet. Fine. Get your $5 from your partner there. And or is that – who's the other – is that
Joe? I don't know. I can't read it.
Nate? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, that's got to go.
Get it out of there.
No, it's over.
I mean, what if it said 2026?
Sure, right.
The next one down is my beloved Tannehill bet with Joe. I'm thinking about waving the white flag on that. Where did he go?
Home.
He just went home.
He went home. I would want... I think it's hilarious that it's still there.
Yep.
And the bet is hilarious in and of itself.
Yeah.
Right? The fact that it, you know, he's not on a team right now is hilarious. He could still, to me, until he says I'm done, some team that's in trouble could call him, and, you know, who knows? He could go Minnesota. Something happens to McCarthy. Oh no, we need a guy. And like, here comes Ryan Tannehill, and Kevin O'Connell works his magic, and, you know, whatever. I wouldn't want to give up on it yet. I know what, it's, you know, very far-fetched, but I think it still belongs up there.
What I could really use as somebody that made a bet several years ago that Ryan Tannehill would start and win a Super Bowl someday at 20-1 odds. And then his team went and was the one seed in the AFC, by the way.
Right.
Not long after. What I'm dying for, though, he was not in the league last year. He's nowhere this year. Where are the big insiders carrying the water with the you know, occasional Ryan Tannehill says he's in the best shape of his life. He's just looking for an opportunity.
He's working out at his former high school field. And
right. The COVID field.
Right.
Where all the Titans went to work out during the COVID
right.
period. Yeah. And then Rappaport would tack on like an experienced signal caller just waiting by the phone.
Right.
Like that's what I need. I need somebody to speak up for this guy.
Yeah.
And then if they do, and he signs with New Orleans to be Tyler Shug's mentor, well, I'll race the bet. I mean, that's not going to happen. He's not going to win the Super Bowl this year for New Orleans. He has to be – we need a Gardner Minshew or, dare I say it, a Mitch Trubisky injury.
Yeah.
Something like that. And then he, you know, latches on to a contender.
Yeah. We do –
Prescott.
There are other things on here that are problematic. You can't even really read – a couple that I think are still active. There's something about Dak Prescott here, week 1, 2026, but you can barely read it. Then Justin Fields right below that. That's still live, but you can barely read it.
Will he ever throw for 4,000 yards?
Right.
Is that one.
That would still be alive, of course.
That's a no, isn't it?
I would expect it to be a no, but whatever. He's still playing, so it could happen. So it's not settled.
His career high is 25.
We've got our own problem here. This Alex Tuck next Sabres captain.
I can take that
with
though.
You and Negreanu. That's got to go.
Kid Poker owes me $5.
That's really old.
That's old.
Yeah.
That's right after the Eichel trade.
Right.
Because he was mad at Vegas. He lives out there. At least that's one place where he lives. And he was not impressed with their tactics. And he liked Alex Tuck. He came on the show and said, I'll get $5. He'll be your next captain. What am I going to do? Text him?
Right.
Where's my money?
Right.
Daniel Negreanu? Like, what?
Right.
I can't do that.
Right.
But,
well,
so I haven't erased it because there's not been resolution.
But it's settled. I mean, he was not the next captain.
I am owed.
Yes. But still, I would vote that needs to go. Make room.
Right. Yeah.
We'll get probably something on this. Joe and Nate have Dak, Lamb, and Parsons all getting extended bet, and Dak and CeeDee Lamb have been extended. Parsons, probably that'll get done this summer. So that's going to have to go. We're going to have to hang on to Belichick winning another playoff game at the bottom there.
I know.
I mean, he's not in the league, but, you know, he's still coaching, so... I don't want to say die on that yet.
But I'm not the favorite.
No, you're not.
He has to actually coach in the league again.
That's a good start. That would give you a chance.
But Pete Carroll was gone there and came back.
Yep.
And
won a Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, that's then, and now he's back again. I mean, he was out of the league and now came back again.
Okay, right. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was thinking of he was at USC before he went to Seattle.
Right. And last year, if we had bet, will Pete Carroll, he hasn't done it, but will Pete Carroll win another playoff game? I think we both would have thought, well, he's not going to coach in the league anymore.
Right.
And now he is.
Right. So that Belichick bet needs to stay.
I guess.
But the Tuck thing's got to go.
Got to go.
You know, this James Cook minicamp, I mean, what are we doing here? And now they've got the excuse that they're going to be at camp. You know, like I don't know how every day that's going to be. That starts tomorrow. They'll be at camp. First practice tomorrow morning. So, you know.
One of them needs to come in on Sunday.
You could clean the board.
And take that down. Yeah.
Let's get it together, bet board.
The other one that's not readable is who the Bills will open with in the new stadium.
Oh, that's what that is below the Tannehill bet?
Yeah, but it's barely.
Right. I can't make
barely
that out
visible.
At all. Good memory.
They knew the 26 schedule, so they split it up.
Oh, right.
And who would be the first opponent? Which, that's kind of a fun question.
Yeah.
Now, it's close.
Why is that so faded? Like, it looks like it was someone tried to erase it.
They used pencil, I think, on that one.
That's tough. I've never seen that, a pencil on a dry erase board.
2026 Bills home opponents. That was me talking to my computer. Who should be the home opener next year? Dolphins, Patriots, Jets, Chiefs, Chargers, Bears, Lions, and the whoever the team that lines up with them in the standings from the AFC North. So right now, likely Baltimore. Want to do that again? See, there's a year.
It's going to be the Thursday opener after they win the Super Bowl.
Very possible.
So it's going to be some marquee team there, and I would expect not from the division.
Yeah. There's one where, for all the years, I'll say you can't make the first game too good. There's a situation where you would. Kansas City could be that game next year.
Right.
Because of the stadium.
Right. Or Baltimore, again, even though it was just this year.
They just did it, yeah. But if, like, the Lions are in the Super Bowl, there's a rematch potential.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fading the Lions. I'm out.
I put one 8-team parlay in division winners, and I took the Vikings instead of the Lions.
Even though the price may not have been better
better. It really didn't do much to it, but I want to do this anyways.
All right. Well, I don't know who's got whom up there on that board, but those are the eight opponents for next year. The extra game will be a road game next year at the NFC West. So whoever, I guess, wins that division, here I go, cocky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, the Bills will go to that team. We'll talk to Sal at 5. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.